Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Go on, go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on a Friday, fabulous Friday, August the 16th. Going to be a football Friday here in the program, and we're darn excited about it. Coming to you from the bunker here for episode number 54 on a sunny summer day here in beautiful Western Canada. I'm Rod Peterson, as the man Rick Regan said. He's Darren DuPont. If I'm a burger, he's fries. How's that?
That's good.
That's not bad. It's not my best, but it works.
Yeah.
John Frenzy is here. John Lynch, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster. How are you, Frenzy?
I'm doing great, Rod.
I bet you are. Riders on a four-game win streak.
That's right.
You have not stopped smiling in a month.
Who would have thought that, eh? 5-3 after 8 games? Nobody would predict that.
Not me. No. And I've said, not me. But kudos to the Riders. And by the way, they're in a bye week. We'll get around to our share of Rider talk today, but hey, it's a very big week in the CFL. Thursday night football last night, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers knocking off the BC Lions 32-16. Darren and I did not see it. However, coming home from Saskatoon in the Rattlers game, you had the TSN Go app on. Oh, we were in the big rig, and we saw the hit on Matt Nichols, which knocked him from the game.
Can you believe it? You know, we didn't get to see the game because we were watching the Rattlers play, and we were doing our thing in Saskatoon, but we get the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter, and we saw everything we needed to see in that football game.
Saw it all. Saw all we needed. So we're waiting for an update this morning on Matt Nichols, the Bomber quarterback. We kicked around whether that should be our poll question today. Can the Winnipeg Blue Bombers win, period, let alone a Grey Cup, without Matt Nichols, or as Rod Black calls him, Matty Ice? But that's not going to be our poll question. We're getting to that. I thought we had Addison Richards on today. We do not, but that's fine. A.J. Jakubek will be on the voice of the Ottawa Red Blacks. They got a huge game tomorrow against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Him and Lynch went at it last time he was on. Do you remember Lynch?
Sure do.
Are you going to behave yourself today?
Oh, I'll control myself. But he's got to act sensible, too. And realistic. He's got to be realistic, eh? Yeah. I mean, we agreed. He seemed like a puppet, didn't he?
Well, you ask him about that. Yeah. Tonight at BMO Field in Toronto, it is sold out. SOB, sold out barn, as we used to say in hockey. Maybe they still do. For the Argos and the Eskimos, Eskimo color man Dave Campbell will be joining us from 6:30 Ched to talk about that. Former CFL NFL linebacker Willie Pyle will be with us from his home in Texas. And what we're very excited about, Darren, is frankly, for the first time ever, the CFL is putting a guest on the Rod Peterson Show from Toronto in moments. We're pretty excited about
that. That's cool. Yeah, that's pretty neat that the CFL reached out to put somebody on this show for a big announcement this morning.
It's a big first.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you said, let's be honest, we don't even need to talk about football. We got enough content yesterday in our trip to Saskatoon to fill a whole show to talk about what went on up there. It was bonkers in Saskatoon.
Where do we start?
What can we say?
Well,
first of all, we went to the Rattlers game. Shout out to the Rattlers, Raul, Brad, Lee, the whole crew. They watch every morning from their office in downtown Saskatoon. They kind of took it on the chin last night, 125-115 to the Guelph Nighthawks. But it was wildly entertaining.
Yeah.
Place was going nuts.
It was going nuts. And when we walked in, we went to get there.
Right.
So we walk in, and right away we see Brad Kraft of the Rattlers. And he comes over. Oh, guys, thanks for coming. You know, get what you need. Enjoy yourselves. We see the CEBL championship trophy
right there
on the table when we walk in. And so I'm chatting with Brad, or I'm chatting with Paul or with you. And all of a sudden, from the souvenir line, is that Darren DuPont? And a guy turns around. I'm like, yeah, it is. And that's Rod. And holy smokes, it was Trent from Norway.
It was Trent from Norway, everybody. He was in Saskatoon.
Oh, the guy from Norway.
It happened, Lynch.
That's unbelievable.
And we have video of it. Do you want to roll that, Clark? Here it comes from last night at the Rattlers game. Trent from Norway, everybody. Watch this.
Everybody, it's Trent from Norway.
Yeah,
why
do
you love the show, Trent?
You're now on the show.
You're the star of the show.
I feel great too. I feel honored to be.
This is so cool.
I have a little surprise for you. There's time ago at Taylor Field in the Riders' Storm. And it was when I was doing a funeral playing for a late fiddle friend of mine, Gordon Verdun. And you helped me out getting Green Magic, your book. You helped me find it. You autographed it for a friend of my girlfriend, a friend of my other girlfriend, I should say.
You don't have to edit this, Darren.
Yeah. Because we only got 2 hours, Clark. So he brought gifts from Norway, which, by the way, is watching this morning. And my wife probably more impressed than me when I showed her this morning. So thank you, Trent. That was pretty cool.
That was cool that we saw him. And yeah, really neat. And he brought you gifts. I couldn't believe it. He had an actual present wrapped up with a bow and everything in the arena for you to
And then we were approached by two very attractive girls out front of Earl's out of the blue.
Oh, that. Yeah.
They're American ambassadors, weren't they?
You should have asked them. Let's go back and ask. I forgot to ask.
Well,
it's on our Instagram story.
It is. We had business meetings and we were going for dinner, so we decided to go to the Earls, which maybe is like the nicest Earls ever.
Or as Leif Pedersen used to call it, God rest his soul, girls.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, there's a black Jeep sitting outside the thing, and I'm like, it looks just like Big Bird. And so, of course, you're infatuated with it, and you're looking at it, and you're taking pictures. So I pull out the social media, we start shooting it, and it's Big Bird's cousin, right? Because it's black and not yellow. And then all of a sudden, these girls get out of it. I didn't even know there's people in it. And then they're wondering why we're so excited about the Jeep, and we had to tell them the story. And
we couldn't get away from them.
No.
Yeah.
The life, I tell you.
It's all on video. It's on our Instagram story. Good morning from Saskatoon. Bull writes in, great seeing you guys at the game. Well, thank you for having us. Ryan from Saskatoon, it was great to see you. You, Rod, and Darren last night, class act individuals who take time for all your fans. It was a blast in Saskatoon. And as Paul said, the legendary PD, who's not even with us this morning in Paul's chair, because he's doing business. He said, we got to talk more about Saskatoon on the program. And I said, I thought we talked a lot about Saskatoon. Yeah. We need to talk more. So anyways, it was fun last night. Regina Red Sox falling 7-2 at home to the Okotoks Dogs in Game 1 of the WCBL Championship Series. Game 2 goes tonight in Okotoks. They really grind in that league, don't they?
Yeah.
They grind.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck to the Red Sox as they go to Okotoks tonight. Brian, good day from Toronto, he says. So, yeah, check in this morning from where you're watching from if you're so inclined. JR writing in from Cranbrook, BC already this morning. We got a wide range. Real quickly, numbers 54. It's the 54th episode of the show. What are you doing on your phone, DuPont?
I'm
trying to do a show here.
Replying to the comments on the show.
Do it over the phone. Do it over the TV.
Well, just,
you don't need to write them back.
Well, I know, but we're moving.
Trying
on
to do a show here.
You do your show, and
oh, okay. Anyways, it's the 54th episode of the show. Legendary Tyler, do you want to run onto the set? Yeah, I'm sure you wore it for a reason. Our business manager, just hide
stay
behind
close,
these guys.
Stay close.
Show there he is, number 54, Teddy Bruschi, the Patriots great. There he is. So in honor of the way to go, Tyler.
That was good. That's how you come onto the set.
Yeah, exactly.
<Very good. laughs>
We have a live studio audience over here, by the way. Welcome, guests. Glad to have you. Jeremy O'Day, he's my number 54. Riders general manager, yeah. Rider great, 14 years as a player in the CFL, multiple Grey Cup champion. Can you think of any 54s, Lynch?
Ron Atchison.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Thank you for putting that down. Well, there you go, Saskatoon. Shout out already from Frenzy today. Ron Atchison's from Saskatoon, Rider Hall of Famer. Brian Urlacher.
Mm-hmm.
We could stop there, but we won't. Randy White.
Oh, Randy White, yeah, Randy White.
For you Montreal Canadiens fans, Charles Houdon. Woo. Do you remember him?
Where'd you get that
from? Wow.
Don't worry about it. And from Major League Baseball, Goose Gossage. Are you old enough, Darren, to remember Goose Gossage?
Not really. I know the name, but that's about it.
Okay. Before we bring on our live guest courtesy of the Canadian Football League. Frenzy. Well, you didn't even see the football game last night. You were at the ball game. None of us watched the game.
Great baseball game.
Maybe you people should tell us what happened in the game and the Bombers and the Lions. Well, BC lost 32-16, and I saw Duran tweeting after the game that he was upset that he had a middle seat for the first time in his career. That's what he had to say last night. Duran, mad he had to fly in the middle of the... Just be grateful, Duran. How was the ball game, Lynch? I guess we can't talk about the football
7-3.
Game.
7-3. But Okotoks deserved to win. Much better team in the key situation. Made the big plays when they had to.
Wow.
Good game for the first six innings, and after that, it was all Okotoks. But they're going back this morning to play the second game tonight. It goes to the third game. They're going to drive back here tomorrow. Now, isn't that crazy, guys? They squitch. Yeah. These guys.
Where's the Players Association on that one? Where's player safety on that one?
I don't know.
Which, personally, I don't have a problem with. I think... Sorry to say, players have gotten a little too soft. Clearly not WCBL players.
Oh, that's for sure. Probably,
and they're playing for nothing, by the way. They're not even being paid.
850 there, 850 fans there. The park looked beautiful. Beautiful night for baseball. Should have been a lot more fans there.
Okay, so we got basketball, we got baseball, and we got CFL. A lot of things up in the air today. But we're going to Toronto right now. Former Argonauts and Alouettes receiver Brad Smith joins us on behalf of the Canadian Football. There he is, looking good. Bachelor contestant. How can you tell? Brad, it's
let's not remember that one, okay?
Okay, no problem. Obviously, you're not here to talk about that. You're here to talk about the big announcement this morning. Tri Football with the Canadian Football League. What can you tell our viewers?
All right. Well, the Tri Football campaign, first of all, just grateful to the CFL for being a part of it, because if anybody followed my career, that makes about one. It was a great grassroots program to get into, because it's all about where you end up and not how you got there. And what we're trying to do here is get football out to as many of the next generation of football fans as we can, especially in Canada. And the Tri Football program, you go on trifootball.ca and put in your postal code. It's allowing parents to see where in their communities and where they can get access to grassroots local organizations. And we're not talking about just contact football. We're talking about flag football, touch football, how to get football in the hands of the next generation of hopefully CFL fans.
I read the news release this morning, and I think some of us that have been around a while kind of take for granted that you think that it's out there, and it might not. It's not as out there as we'd like it to be, and they feel that this program is going to hit millions of Canadian kids.
Well, it is. It's going to be coast to coast, and we've partnered with the Physical and Health Education Canada to promote this, giving teachers the resources they need to teach the next generation. As we know, the most important people for our kids and the younger generation outside of the family unit is the teachers. They've come up with the resources to educate, to promote, and to help get footballs into the next generation of fans. Not only because people look at me and they say, well, why is Brad Smith trying football ambassador, because my career in the CFL was filled with benches all over the league, and essentially it's because football was such an important part of my family and who I am and my identity. My father, Larry Smith, ran the CFL as commissioner in 91, took over the Alouettes. My family, with my uncles, my brother-in-law, Damon Duval, sorry Saskatchewan fans, he was the kicker, yeah. Missed the field goal.
Thanks, Brad.
But we've been employed by the CFL for over 50 years as a family. So, I mean, it means so much to us. And I just want kids to go through the non-linear journey like I did. My first actual contact game, I was a grade 12. So we're not telling you to go out there and enroll your kids into contact football. Just get a football in their hands. Remember that feeling when you were a kid of just going out, tossing the ball around and having fun and the social aspects that come with it.
That's cool. That's one of the big things that I've noticed about that's changed is unless you were in, Regina or Saskatoon, there was no football until high school. So it's kind of this, right. The same idea here. But how much has the game changed? Because now, it's all about the education. It's all about doing it right. Safety is such a big part. And as, Len Antonini mentioned yesterday, it's a safer game than it's ever been.
Well, that's it needed to come. I mean, I when I played in high school through university into the CFL, in the 7 years since I've left the CFL, it's dramatically changed. Training camps, less pads, less hitting, less contact, more importance on form. And that's transmitted and permeated into the younger generation, teaching kids how to tackle properly at an earlier age, giving them the information they need. But listen, injuries are going to happen whatever sport you play in. And the direction the CFL and the NFL and football in general has gone is quite amazing, because you have to protect the commodity players, and you have to promote to the next generation that this is, as all sports are, they have risks, but the risks are being looked after. They're being hopefully being mitigated towards a future of protecting the players, because listen, if you don't have the players to play the game, you don't have anything at the end of the day.
Just give me an example.
CFL ambassador Brad Smith with us this morning on the Tri-Football Initiative. It's expanded. It's a five-year deal, and very proud of you for what you're doing and for the CFL for doing this. I would tell families and kids to be on the lookout for the Tri-Football hashtag in your area, advertisements, and go Tri-Football. And lastly, Brad, I would assume you're like me. My dad was a Stanley Cup champion. I got asked every single day, how's your dad? How's your dad? I never got tired of being asked, how's your dad? So I'm going to ask you, never. How's your dad?
Oh, my God. I mean, that's one of the things. I just got chills, actually. I know that's weird, because I grew up with my dad, was my hero. I remember walking. A large part of why I did this was because of the Argos and the Eskimos. But I've always been an Alouettes fan, diehard. My dad still to this day bleeds Alouettes blood. We grew up, and I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you had I not been for that great man. So he's in the Senate trying not to fall asleep and steal taxpayers' money. I'm kidding. My dad's been really, since he's been in the Senate, embraced it. He's the leader of the opposition in the Senate now. And then hopefully not that I'm being political here, but if the conservatives take over and, there's not a better person to have in charge of looking after policy than a guy who literally has the cleanest slate of any human being I know, and a guy who's literally the most genuine, amazing person that I've met. So,
yeah, he is. And I tell you what, I hope that we see you lots in this role with the CFL. Thanks for coming on this morning, and enjoy the game tonight if you're going.
Yes, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Brad Smith. I've called him CFL ambassador. I'm not sure that's even his title, but let's go with it.
Yeah, why not?
Because it works.
He's doing it.
Try football. Watch for the hashtag from the CFL. We'll be back. This is the warm-up on Facebook Live, The Rod Peterson Show, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Employee pricing is back.
You pay what we pay with savings up to 19 grand on a 2019 F-150 Supercrew 4x4. And we got them starting at just $34,999 plus tax. Our new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting from just $24,999 plus tax. And you can save 6 grand on remaining 2019 Ford Explorers. Plus, most purchases qualify for $1,000 trade-in bonus cash.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Welcome back on a Friday morning, everybody. We're cooking with gas already. It's a busy show today, but I think we can handle it. Friday morning sports update. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers won the game, but they may have lost their starting quarterback. Matt Nichols exited Winnipeg's 32-16 win over the BC Lions with about 9 minutes to go after he was sacked by Sean Lemon. Nichols fumbled the ball and left the field, favoring his throwing arm. The Bombers had no update on his condition after the game. Can you folks, our viewers, the Rod Squad, as you've so capably named it, let us know, along with Clark? If the Bombers post an announcement this morning with an update on Matt Nichols, please let us know. We'll let everybody know. Luis Ariz hit the first of three homers by the slugging Minnesota Twins, putting them ahead to stay in a 13-6 win over the Texas Rangers Thursday. Miguel Sano and Eddie Rosario also went deep for Minnesota, which maintained a half-game lead over Cleveland atop the AL Central. Mike Trout went 4-for-4, scored four runs, and hit his AL-leading 40th homer as the Angels edged the White Sox 8-7 last night. And I'll stop it there. That is your Friday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination.
Three downs got it from just within the hour that Matt Nichols, possible injury to his arm, but he's going to have an MRI scheduled. So they've scheduled the MRI.
Didn't look good, did it?
No, it didn't. Just the way he held his arm kind of at that right angle, right?
Looks like a separation to me.
Separation, collar. You think all of those things, right, when you don't want to move it. But he had it straightened out when he was walking into the locker room. Again, this is what we do now. We decipher every little thing. Was his fingers tight or were they not? Was his fingernails on or off? Like, but
I will call it a separation or a dislocation. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on Facebook Live.
All right, we're taking bets. 3-1 on separation, 7-2 on dislocated.
All right, that's one of our questions. Can the Bombers win a Grey Cup without Matt Nichols? But I guess this is the poll question that we wanted to come up with today. And that is, who is the greatest Canadian CFLer of all time? Because Andrew Harris set the record last night, got emotional after the game when he was interviewed about it, for setting the record for combined yards. Who is the greatest Canadian of all time in the CFL? Now, you see the Capital Auto Ball Universal Collision Center daily poll graphic there. We don't have the candidates yet. We want to whittle it down to the top four by what? The next 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
And then we'll post the poll. So statistically, Andrew Harris is the greatest Canadian player ever. But Lynch, you've been following the CFL since 1948.
Jerry James, Normie Kwong.
Okay.
Pretty hard to beat.
That's from the black and white era.
The black and white era, yeah.
I'm writing it down.
The two that come to my mind right off the bat. Jerry James, Normie Kwong.
And then we got to put Andrew Harris in there.
Yeah, Harris, yeah, Andrew Harris is in there, no question.
And then you're talking, well, Ben Cahoon, like a paper, like I would say paper tiger. He wasn't even Canadian. He had the paperwork, I guess is what it was, but he didn't grow up here.
No.
Those other guys did.
So do you count him as a Canadian? Because he was really good. Ben Cahoon was great.
Elgard's probably watching from Vegas this morning, rolling his eyes.
John Cornish has to
of course
be considered. John Cornish was great.
He's been there, sure.
Tony Gabriel Lynch. What about Tony?
Oh, we can't put Gabriel in. God, no, come on. You know the reaction of Gabriel in this town. You've been all through that with me.
I know. Well, we got a list here of Jerry Jones, Normie Kwong, Andrew Harris, Ben Cahoon, Ray Elgard, John Cornish. That's pretty good. What are you looking at?
Russ Jackson.
How can we forget Russ Jackson?
Yes.
Whoops. Whoa. The greatest Canadian quarterback ever in the CFL. But, I mean, anybody voting for Jerry James or Normie Kwong, and God bless the Dynamite Kid, he was the Dynamite Kid before there was a Dynamite Kid.
That's right.
In Stampede Wrestling. Is anybody on Twitter that would be voting for those guys? Let's be honest about it. I think we should go to the era of color televisions at least.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lynch.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a couple of guys.
Greatest Canadians ever, because people are now writing Damon Allen, Ron Lancaster, George Reed. They're not Canadians. I think that was kind of fooling.
Hey, Louis Pasaglia is not a bad one, there, you guys.
Yes. You're right.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
Leo Ezrin's writing in today, our good friend, the executive director of the CFL Alumni Association. Leo, call me. We're going to be together in Moncton next week for Touchdown Atlantic. Yep. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Peter De La Riva, no.
Lynch, just because you hate them doesn't mean you can't vote for them.
No, but he wasn't that great. He's a good football player, but not one of the great ones.
Well, I'm glad I have you on the panel here for the historical angle.
Well, you look about here, Canadians that I remember being so impactful. I mean, obviously, you know, Getzlaff was really good. Jason Claremont had a great year as a Canadian, or great career as a Canadian through BC and Saskatchewan. How about the Canuck truck, right? Chris Zarka, how good was he for so long? How about
Andy Fantuzzi?
Andy Fantuzzi. So at the top of the CFL for a number of years.
Are you legitimately putting these names forward for the greatest Canadian of all time, even for our poll?
No,
are you legitimately doing that?
But I would put them down as greatest rider Canadians of all time.
But that's not what the
poll
is.
That's not what the poll is.
Fantuzzi is legitimate. He played for Hamilton and Saskatchewan.
But he didn't do much in Hamilton.
He's not going to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. He's not.
Oh, I would like to make a bet on that. I'm sure he will.
Okay, Lynch. We got a lot of bets flying around on this show all the time. We can never remember what they are a week later.
How about Bruno Sinopoli, current one?
Bruno Sinopoli, yeah. Or his brother Brad Sinopoli?
Brad Sinopoli,
right.
Yeah.
Where do the linemen come in? Like a Gene Mikowski, who's in the Canadian Football Hall.
Ron Atchison.
Yeah.
How about Gene? Yeah, Gene Mikowski. Oh, Roger Aldag, your buddy. Aldag for sure.
Okay, we got some names here. I got a few things. I got a lot of notes to get to. But Lynch, you were adamant that you wanted to talk about that hat that you're wearing. So what's the
story? We talked about it last week, and when we got a coach who wears it like this, and it's just it's just a joke. I mean, how can a guy be a professional coach, and you got to go along with this, out there on the sidelines looking like that? He looks like Wabble Roberts. He looks like Towden Pence, one of the clowns of the past. How could you have respect for him? I mean, I don't know what he's thinking of. I really do not know what he's thinking of. Do you?
If they were 8-1, nobody would care. Yeah. He could wear a tutu, and nobody would say anything. But when you're 1-8, it's not cute anymore.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming probably a stubborn thing.
Yeah,
does Clay Brooks straighten the hat
as the
losing streak goes on?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it becomes the results have to be there for sure, but. No, everybody thought the same thing about not. I hate to do this, Tyler, but people said the same thing about Bill Belichick.
He looked like a slob
when he cut his sleeves off, and they're all frayed, and everyone's like, "What is this guy doing? It looks bad. It's unprofessional." But then when he just beat the crap out of everybody every year,
after six Super Bowls,
this guy knows what he's doing, right? And now you got young coaches who just want to wear the hoodie, or they want to do this, or they want to wear their hat like that, right? It's the same thing people kind of.
I wonder
about this show. Right.
What does Ed Herbie think of this hat? I wonder what Ed Herbie thinks of that hat.
I'm sure he's got bigger problems than the hat.
but that's all anybody's talking about is the hat.
But it
they
is.
Should be talking about the fact they're 1-8.
Yeah. But you look for any reason that your team might be unprofessional somewhere, and then it turns into not being professional on the field. And I don't know if those things.
But you go back to talk to your coach, and your coach comes and talks to you, and he's got a hat like that. I mean, not in my day. My guys, the coaches, I all played for, had the hats on, dressed decently. Your dad knew them, too. I mean, nobody had their hat like that.
No, you're right. Well, the BC Lions situation is getting curiouser and curiouser.
That's
but when we talk about, you can wear whatever you want. Hey, we're all inclusive. Diversity is strength. True. But when you go into an interview covered in tattoos and, you know, piercings through everything, you might not get the job.
Yep.
Or depending on what the job is. How about the guy that kicked me and our sponsor, potential sponsor, out of the front row seats at the Rattlers game last night? How about that? Do we want to go down that road, Tyler?
The fanny pack.
Well, we were in the second row courtside.
I think we're okay to go into it. I don't think he's watching the program. I don't.
Well, I'm not going to trash the guy or anything.
No.
We were in his seats. And it's on me. My bad. I said to our friend Scott, who's watching this morning from Saskatoon, hey, come up and let's go sit in the front. He's like, do you think we should? Yeah, nobody's coming. It's almost halftime. What, did we sit there for like a quarter?
Yeah.
And the lady beside us won the contest on the Jumbotron. It's all on my Instagram stories. Wild, wild night. And then 58 seconds are left in the half, and we get punted by this guy who was not very nice.
Yeah. What did he say?
Get out of our seats. Wasn't, I think you have our seats. Because I do it all the time. My wife hates going to games with me. NFL, NH, what I like. Hey, these are better seats than ours. Let's sit here.
Yeah.
She doesn't like that.
And mine won't go with me.
I understand not everybody can do that. I've always been a bit of a rule breaker.
You? And,
yeah. Oh, believe
no
it or not.
Hey. No.
Anyways, the guy could have been nicer. And he was I didn't know whether to look at him or read him kind of guy. You know? So, anyways, he didn't seem to be enjoying himself at all. But Scott didn't seem to mind. He wasn't upset.
No.
Whatever. We went back to our second row seats, and we were good. It's episode number 54 of the program. Lots of 54s coming up in our feed. We mentioned Jeremy O'Day, Teddy Bruschi, Lynch said Ron Atchison, Andrew Nicholson writing in, Anton Lindholm of the Colorado Avalanche. You got to be a hardcore Avs fan, I would think.
You got to be a hardcore hockey fan. He's a good Av.
Oh boy.
Well, it's funny. I just went on the phone and I missed it yesterday. Jeff Skinner, who's one of the bright stars of the NHL, he's 53. So I missed him yesterday. I thought he was 54.
Well, we had some good ones yesterday. in Jeremy Reach and what does it matter? That was yesterday. It's yesterday's news. Lynch, that's your story about the hat? That's it? About
yeah, the other thing is the dinner. The Plaza Model Dinner, Hall of Fame dinner.
Not the Plaza, the Canadian Football Hall of Fame dinner. Lynch has a rant on this. Get it ready, Clark. Bronco Plumbing and Heating, Rod's rant. Lynch has taken over this morning.
I think that the TSN should have taken, been at the dinner, had the presentation, had the speeches made the guys when they got their award, and also definitely had action shots of those guys, but players in action, like Ernie Pitts, like Swervin' Merlin Fernandez, like John Cornish. Those guys were great athletes. Why wouldn't they have had a minute on them in action? And Jim Hofson speaking, and Jim Hofson is a football player. They cut it short, guys. I just think they did. And they had the guys being talked about and had to stand on that little podium out in the field. Those podiums are pretty small. I think that some of those guys were going to wobble off there. They couldn't stand there very long. So it would look to me like a little bit of a cheapo job by TSN.
That'll make Boom!
Me, that'll make me hop.
Stamp it.
Might make
yeah!
me hop.
Stamp. Did we stamp it? A Lynch. There you go. Right over his head.
That's perfect.
That is fantastic.
Right on the forehead.
But you know the NFL does the big highlight thing. Even on each guy that goes in, they can't on all the blame. I know it's can't compare it, but no. We didn't do a good enough job.
Thank you. Because I've been saying it for 2 weeks, and I felt like I was alone. And I just hate that. But we're not the NFL. Can you at least try?
Yeah.
It's about honoring the games. I mean, I think I vomited a few years ago when the NHL considered changing the names of the trophies from the Rocket Richard Trophy and the Hart and the Patrick and the this and the... why would they do this? And like, well, young kids don't know who these guys are.
Yeah.
Learn them!
Yeah.
That's the whole idea! Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right.
No, you are right. It's so interesting because they don't want to change the names to the MVP and the you know top defenseman and lose the history of the names. The conversation came to, well, maybe we should call it the Gretzky or the Lemieux or the Bossy or the, you know, and the legends that we grew up with. So I kind of see it a little bit. It's a little bit about who's the best Canadian. Well, let's keep it in the color television era. Right?
Yep.
It's a little bit of that same argument.
Yeah, it is.
But it's important to remember the history of the game and where it comes from and the struggles you've went through and the great memories you have and the highs and lows and remember the history of the game. It's why we're here. It's part of the beauty of it.
We got to cut it off in 1948, though. That's when I came on the scene. nothing from before.
That's when the CFL started. When John Lynch started watching. What was special, John, about the 1948 season? Do you remember?
Oh, the Calgary Stampeders at 12-0 going to the Grey Cup.
And winning
Rough Riders switching their uniforms from maroon to green and white. I think that was the biggest news here. Gabe Patterson being kicked off the team because he had an affair with one of the executives' wives, which you can't do. So it was a scandal. And the only game they came close to losing was a Western Final, first game of Western Final against the Riders here at Mosaic Stadium, which I went to with Donnie Perkins. Final score, 4-4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I didn't expect that. I was thinking what I remember was notable about the 1948 season was the Calgary Stampeders never lost a game and went on to win the Grey Cup.
Yep.
People still talk about the 72 Dolphins, right? All the time.
Yep.
Why do nobody talk about the 48 Stampeders?
Because they had that one tie game.
Well, they still never lost.
No. But, because it's the NFL. That's why. And Dan Marino.
Yeah. But Marino wasn't on the team.
Yeah, that's right. He wasn't.
No.
People realize that. That's a good point.
Thank you. Yep. We work well together. That's why. But now you're making me feel guilty. And by the way, we are bringing in Dave Campbell shortly. He is swapping spots with AJ Jakubik. He'll be with us an hour or two. Are they having connection problems? Is that the deal, Clark? Clark, there's a lot going on. Now they flipped it back. Oh, man. See, I knew today would be like juggling a three-ring circus. You know what I mean? Or walking across the freeway. But I can handle it. So we had AJ, then it was going to be Dave Campbell, and now we have AJ Jakubik, who tomorrow they will take... not ready yet, Clark tells me right now. But you're making me feel guilty. I'm saying we can't include the black and white era, and you're saying we're forgetting the past, which I think you're right.
Yeah.
I look really bad here right now. So can we split the difference and say Russ Jackson represents the black and white era?
Sure.
And he'll be the lone player of the black and white era to go in our poll for the top four Canadians of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, so I think we've officially got one in the top four.
Russ Jackson, Andrew Harris are 1 and 2 of the vote. And then we got in here Ben Cahoon, Elgard, Cornish, Pasaglia, Aldag. Well, here's the thing. When we post it, Aldag's going to win the poll.
Aldag and Elgard. Elgard and Aldag are legit all the way. They are legit.
John Cornish already has an award named after him.
Yeah. He does?
Yeah. I think it's through Football Canada and their group. The John Cornish Award is actually every year given out now. It's only a year or two old to the best Canadian playing in the NCAA every year. Because he came through that system and then obviously came back here and did what he did in the CFL. So that's pretty cool that he's already got the recognition as an outstanding Canadian in the history of the game of football.
So Cornish will be the third?
Yes, definitely.
And now we got to decide between Aldag and Elgard. And I'll tell you what.
Wouldn't want to do that.
I know. You get it right. We're going to upset some people here.
That's
but
right.
Wouldn't be a first. I'm going to go with Aldag. Going to go with 4-4. Doggy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Not that we don't love Elgard.
He's a cute guy, Aldag.
Speak for yourself. But the Hoggies always feel like they need to be represented.
Right.
So we have our top. We finally did it. We finally came to a consensus on the top four Canadians of all time of the CFL. So that will be our poll. And when we go to break, I'll post it to Twitter. Our Twitter feed at Rod Peterson Show. Top four vote candidates for the greatest Canadian of all time in the CFL. Russ Jackson, Andrew Harris, John Cornish, Roger Aldag.
Look at Dave Patrician, Bombers, Matt Sheridan.
The sports doctor is writing us from Winnipeg this morning. Good morning, Dave. How's the parade planning going? Matt Sheridan of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers for number 54.
Yep.
For number 54, because it's our 54th episode.
Doug Brown's a pretty good Canadian from Winnipeg.
Oh yeah.
But he was number 97. What are we talking? No, I know.
Okay. For a lot of years, right?
No, it's good. Yeah, well, actually, shout out to Winnipeg. We had Andrew Green and Mike Abomeshrick in those chairs on Monday. It was our highest viewed show ever, I think.
Might be.
Along with Kerry Joseph and Weston Dressler. And they both agreed that Doug Brown was their toughest opponent.
Yeah.
That they ever played against in the CFL. So I guess that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. So good morning, Dave. And please tell me how the parade planning's going for the Grey Cup Parade in Winnipeg. And do we still have a spot for Big Bird? Which, by the way, people in Saskatoon were asking me, when are you bringing Big Bird to Saskatoon?
The drive.
You were standing right there,
weren't
you?
Yeah, the drive along the river in Big Bird would be outstanding. It's a long drive.
They want me to bring the yellow Jeep to Saskatoon.
Have you been in the Big Bird?
I have not been in it. I've never.
I've never been. Every week I'm in it. You're afraid to go.
Well, and Lynch, what do you think about that Jeep, Red? Makes you feel alive.
It shakes you up. I think it's terrific. Yeah, you're keen. You're awake. Any little move, you can be thrown out in the street. My wife has a fit knowing I'm in it. But she wants to drive it.
She wants to drive my Jeep. We got a break. AJ Jakubik joins us from the nation's capital when we return. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Friday morning on the Rod Peterson Show, Football Friday, as we like to call it. A couple shout-outs here. For our good friends from Roots Kitchen and Bar, 4000 James Hill Road, for the treats and the coffee, thank you so much. And I got another coffee going here. Double fisting today.
Huh.
From our spot coffee house, which is Campbell Antonini said to us when he was in here earlier. It's become more of a lunch place than a coffee house, but it's both. And they told me that they see you in there regularly.
Yeah,
you have meetings in there?
You know what? It's great. We got two of the best because, you know, Campbell's spot's really nice. It's over in the warehouse district. It's awesome. And he's pretty proud of his soups, I guess. I haven't tried his soup. But then Roots is unbelievable, too, because it's closer to where I live. And actually, Paul's mother-in-law is now in there.
Is Campbell
right close to the area? So.
Canada's soup Nazi.
He might be.
What do you think? No soup for you.
We could get
Let's
that rolling.
Let's go in there and check that out.
Yeah, good idea.
So, anyways, thanks to the coffee places dueling this morning here on the Rod Peterson
Show. Meeting
of
Roots on Tuesday with Eric Kilman.
You go to Roots?
I am now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a show sponsor.
Trust me, we drink enough coffee that we can go to two places.
No kidding. No kidding. Oh, people writing in with legendary number 54 is in honor of show number 54 here. William Works says, Chicago Bears number 54, Brian Urlacher. Yes, thank you for that. We mentioned him earlier, Jeremy O'Day, Teddy Bruschi. Our business manager, Tyler, is wearing a Teddy Bruschi jersey in honor of him. Frenzy mentioned Ron Atchison, so thanks for that, Frenzy. The Argos and Eskimos face each other tonight at BMO Field for the first time since Toronto was blanked by Edmonton on July 25th. Toronto quarterback McLeod Bethel-Thompson finished just 6 of 18 passing that night in 90 yards before being yanked. Eskimos won 26-0. It's going to be sold out. Our NFL CFL insider, Tory Gurley, is going to be there with his fiancée, Kim. She's a Hubert from Strasbourg. I know. I still haven't figured it out. But I want to ask you guys this. If the game is sold out, which when's the last time Lynch Toronto sold out a game? Half past, never.
Back in my era.
Yeah.
Leo Cahill was coaching.
Do they think it's going to make the players play better?
I don't know, but I can't believe those words. Sold out. Are you telling me the truth? It's sold. What gimmick are they doing? I'm sorry, guys.
No, it is. Like, I went on Ticketmaster to look a couple of days ago or a few days ago, and there was very few seats left. Very few.
They've kidnapped people. They've kidnapped people.
It's great. And
well,
it's
fantastic.
Of course it'll make them play better. Of course it will.
What are they doing to get them there?
I mean, think about the players here and how great it is when you're sitting in the tunnel and the Brigham Young and you know that place is packed.
Oh, that's great.
You
should play better.
This is what you want. You dream about playing in front of a packed house, and I mean in the NFL or in the CFL, and this is now what you get. It's like the big city, and now you get to be the big star. It's awesome. And if they play play well, yep. you hope this snowballs. And I don't care if they're giving away tickets for free or not.
Me either.
No. That's how you get people out. You create
absolutely.
A buzz.
Called marketing.
And then you have to make sure you have a great game day atmosphere, which I understand Toronto has. I've never been to a game in Toronto, but they try to get the whole tailgate thing going. And with Ontario lifting the ban on tailgates earlier in the year and stuff, I think it's awesome. And I hope they do well. And if they do, it'll be on my bucket list to get to Toronto and watch a game at BMO.
And Shepherd's Pool, I picked them to beat the Eskimos.
As did I. I picked all home teams on our In the Huddle television show. We're working on bringing in Dave Campbell, the color voice of the Edmonton Eskimos, and he is ready to go. So 1 second, Clark. I'm excited that the game sold out at BMO. It's one of the greatest stadiums in the CFL, and there's a buzz that my good friend Chris Schultz, everybody says, where's Schultz? He's the color voice of Argos on radio, and he's pumped. He's an Argo great. He's like an Argo ambassador now, too. And there's a vibe, and I'm so happy for them. And the only thing is, now they got to come out and win. Because I remember the old Pack the Dome nights at the Brand Center. We'd fill the place, 6,484, and they'd lose 8-0. It's like, oh!
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Yeah.
They don't. So, but you know what, Chaim? They're not feeling that pressure. They got to go out and win a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the crowd. But the Evil Empire, that's what the EE stands for on their helmets. You know that, right,
yep,
Lynch?
Yep.
The Edmonton Eskimos color man is Dave Campbell. We got him now from Hogtown. There he is.
Yep.
From his hotel room. Soapy Campbell, how are things in Toronto? Yeah.
Things are great. How's it going back there in Regina?
Well, it's good. Riders are on a bye. We're talking about the other teams. But, Dave, we keep hearing there's a buzz. This could be the game of the week. What's the vibe? Give us the vibe on tonight's game, Friday Night Football.
Well, the Argos are excited just because of the crowd, having a large crowd, and of course, with your ticket, you get entrance into the C&E, which starts today as well. So there has been a theory that maybe fans are only buying tickets to get C&E, but hopefully that's not true. There's some excitement around this game from the Argos organization. They got their first win in dramatic fashion against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 2 weeks ago. And here come the Eskimos, who haven't been very good on the road over the last season and a half. You could suggest that the Argos might be feeling extra good today, and the Eskimos have to find a way to spoil the party.
I'm sure the Eskimos are enjoying the fact that they're under-the-radar team. They're not getting the pub of Calgary or BC for different reasons. And, yeah, you guys have lost in Montreal and Winnipeg. But I think they're sneaky good. I really do. They're in that big logjam for second in the CFL West. David, have you figured out what are the Edmonton Eskimos? What do you got there?
They're a really good defensive team. I really think they're the best defensive team in the CFL. They lead the league in average yards allowed per game, average points allowed per game. They've only allowed 13 points in their last five games. Offensively, they move the ball really well. Just don't score a lot of points, and I think that's the frustration coming from head coach Jason Moss, who is, I think, has had enough kind of attitude with execution in the red zone. They were terrible on short yardage last week against Ottawa, going 1-for-5. They're 65% in that department, so that's not a good thing. And I think it's really a challenge to his offense. Score more, guys. I mean, we're moving the ball, but if we're not scoring, we're not helping out our defense, and he feels defense has been carrying the load here, and they're a big reason why the Eskimos have gone out to that 5-3 record. So, and the special teams, there was some positive vibes, I think, and a good start for Kristen Jones last week against the Ottawa Red Blacks. They just got to get through some injuries that are affecting their special teamers back tonight in Toronto. But overall, this is a team that has been led by their defense.
Okay, how about Trevor Harris now? John Lyncher, by the way, Dave. Trevor Harris doing what you thought he would do for the team?
I think he's doing more than what I thought for the team. And he's part of that offensive group that is struggling to score points as well. But you look at the way he's passing the football. I mean, he's on pace to set an Eskimo record and passing in the season to Mike Riley's old record, not task. So I think what I've seen out of Trevor Harris is the leader perspective, I think, has been under. I think it's something that has been a for him. He's become a better leader he was in the early going in his career. Someone is someone that rallies the troops in a different way than maybe a Mike Riley. And he's so accurate and so efficient with the football. He had a lot of criticism last week. And, well, you threw the ball short and you were passing up yardage down the field. And I don't know if that was completely true. I know 5.4 yards per attempt isn't going to knock anyone's socks off. But the Red Blacks defense really tough and really work for trying to get those yards downfield. So he's very smart. He's kind of in the mold of a Ricky Ray who is, you know, he's just going to go to the open guy. So I think Trevor Harris has come in and has worked really hard and has executed at a high level. He's part of that offense. They just have to find the end zone more.
David, I know you got a game to get ready for, so we will let you go. Appreciate you sliding us in here on game day, and good luck tonight. We'll be watching.
Thank you, man.
All right, Dave Soupy Campbell from 630 Ched Edmonton from his Toronto hotel. I hope I'm going to be watching the game tonight. I'm going to Emma Lake right after the game.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
I have not done the lake all summer.
Here's a few Saskatchewan stories for you. When I came from the farm, right? Not a lot of lakes around us. Kenosi was our lake.
I love Kenosi.
Of course. How can you not?
It's the best.
I can all see Carlisle from here.
Oh, but, it's a joke, Futz.
Yes, it is.
A bad one.
So I went to work in PA when I was 19. And back then in the day, they used to have maps on the wall in these radio stations. Remember that, Lynch?
Yeah, sure
I don't
do.
Think they do. Or like a huge map the province.
Sure.
And the guy said, you got any lakes where you're from? And I said, oh, yeah, Kenosi. And they said, come here. It was a sales guy by the name of John Wessel. Great guy. That lake was the size of a dime on that map. These are lakes. You got Waskasu, Emma Lake, Candle Lake. Those are lakes. We all love Kenosi, but these are lakes. So, but that was 25 years ago. There was cell service, cell towers. They didn't even have cell phones. Right?
Right.
It was 25
right on, right
years
on.
Ago.
Yeah.
So how much has Emma Lake evolved in 25 years?
It's
been about that long.
You haven't been in that long, hey?
Yeah, so I can't wait.
You're going on a fishing trip?
No.
Okay.
I hate fishing.
I know that.
Yeah, but No.
You used to hate golfing, too.
True. I like golf now, and everybody's noticing. But I'm going up there, and my good friend Dave Lederhaus. You guys know David?
Yep.
As I call him, Dave Lederpost.
Dave, is he coming to Houston or are you recruiting this weekend?
Well, I'm going to be recruiting up there. And David wrote 5 chapters in my SJHL history book, and he wanted to write more. And I said, Dave, if you write more, I'm going to have to put your name on the front of the book. He wrote Melfort, Humboldt, Nipawin, PA, and Kindersley. So anyways, they got cable TV up there? Satellite?
Find out.
Wi-Fi?
Flush toilets?
I will guarantee you some don't. That'll be my mission. So the only thing is now, because I let it be known that I'm going to Emma Lake, a lot of friends I haven't seen in a long time.
They're still like, friends?
Come to my place. Come. Well, of course. You want to always friends. But I don't know if I'm going to have enough time, because David and I got a lot of things to cover. But I'm going to sashay over to Candle Lake Saturday morning and see some folks. And Walt, Darcy, and Shannon, Mitchin, you met them. They were the ones that ran into Aaron Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the blue.
Right.
In Nashville last year.
I hope all of them are coming to Houston.
Well, they happened to be wearing Rider jerseys, and Aaron Andrews stopped them. Because she, honestly, it's just another 6 foot tall woman with a blonde ponytail jogging. Well, she didn't really stand out, right? Even though she is married to a Saskatchewan guy. Aaron Andrews stopped them for a photo.
How about that?
And they took it, and she wanted to send it to Stoli to say, you're right, these Ryder fans are everywhere. In downtown Nashville in December. So when I was going to see Darcy and Shannon and potentially Ryan. So anyways, I'm joking, of course. I know there's television at Emma Lake, but I want to watch this game tonight. That's the point. I want to watch Edmonton at Toronto, rematch of the 1996 Grey Cup Championship. And wouldn't that be something if the Argos pulled it off tonight?
It
and
sure
as we
be.
Started this segment, I think a sellout crowd will spur them on.
Yeah.
It might provide the bump to win.
Oh, yeah, good. Great park, beautiful park.
Yes, it is. Have you been to the new place, Lynch?
No, but I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, well,
I know it from before.
That's the reason I ask you, because that old stadium where the Argos played, I was never there. What was that like?
It was a dump. And I was there when they played in the exhibition grounds. My initial years. All right, top floor, eh?
It was big, wasn't it?
Big, huge. They put the press boxes at the north end of the field, so you had to stick your head out and try to find out what was going on at the other end of the field. You know, you couldn't understand where the play was. Difficult to get to. And the press box was right on top of the whole place. And a couple of times I got there and there was drunk sleeping in the booth and had to carry them out.
Those were the TSN guys.
Prostitutes, well, as well. And so it was a wild time, boy. We weren't like that at all, of course.
Lynch.
Never.
He's bringing the heat today. I wished I could have seen that stadium, but hey, I'm happy to have been at BMO. But you know what? I love Skydome.
Yeah.
Everybody hated it, but I loved when the Riders played the Argos in Skydome. There's not too many stadiums that I don't like. The Moose Jaw Crush Can would be one. I didn't like it.
How about Edmonton? Commonwealth.
How about Edmonton? It is still the Cadillac. Lynch, when that thing...
Oh, no, I meant the press box.
Still great. No. It's awesome. You don't like it?
Not in my time, it wasn't.
Are you talking about the new place or the old place?
I'm talking about the Commonwealth place.
It's one of the greatest vantage points in the CFL.
Well, I got diarrhea there one time, so it didn't work out too well, I guess.
That wouldn't matter where you were. And what gave you that? Probably a night before. The night before.
No comment.
We've all had those. But, Lynch, when that place opened, it was 1977, 78?
1978. I did the game with Ronnie, with Al Ford, Ron Lancaster's last touchdown. Last game, and the Eskimos let him score a touchdown, the final play of the game.
Heard about that. Naldag was a rookie on the field then.
Naldag, rookie on the field with him, yeah. And fantastic experience. Al Ford, great color commentator.
But that thing must have been like the Mecca, the Taj Mahal when it opened.
Unbelievable. 60,000. Yeah. Still is fantastic. The track on the inside of the park bothers some people, but I don't know why. But I mean, because it was made up for the Olympics. But incredible park. Still is a heck of a park.
Yeah, I loved games in Edmonton. I love games in BC Place. I love them everywhere. Ivory Wynne was a dump and in Hamilton. And one time at Lansdowne in Ottawa, I was leaving after the game. Did I tell you this? There was five big, fat raccoons on the catwalk between the press box and to get out.
No. What'd you do?
I had to scale the rail on the way out of the... Do you remember that? It was.
I sure do. I carried Bob Hughes' books, his briefcases down there, from up there to the hotel there, if he came on the air with me for the third time, for an hour after the field time.
The post-game show. These raccoons were like the ones in the movie The Great Outdoors. Yeah. They had big fangs. They're looking at me, and I'm trying to get out of the press box in Ottawa. So thank God we've come a long way.
John Candy.
66 times. That was just on the other day. Great Outdoors.
I love that show.
I can watch it over and over and over. Hour two coming up. We got AJ Jakubik, the voice of the Ottawa Red Blacks. We've got Willie Pyle, former CFL linebacker. Your comments and questions are welcome. Another shout out to Roots Kitchen and Bar, and of course our friends at Our Spot Cafe as well for setting us up this morning. We'll be back. This is the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's most watched Facebook live show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price.
Get this certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox LT all-wheel drive for only $24,998 plus tax. Or check out this certified pre-owned 2018 Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 for just $28,750 plus tax. We have over 40 low-mileage Jeeps in stock at Canada's largest GM-certified pre-owned retailer.
You pay what we pay! One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.